Refreshment Time with Singin' Sam, the transcribed feature presented daily, Mondays through Fridays, by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company.
Howdy, folks. Howdy. This is your old friend Singin' Sam, bringing you Home Again Blues as the first number on today's program of Refreshment Time. Now, I'd like to take those first two words from our song title, Home Again, and apply them to the six-bottle carton of Coca-Cola. Because home is the place where it belongs. I mean, your home. All right, Victor, let's have a little introduction.
I've been known to be a rolling stone for many years. Now alone I sit around and moan when night appears. Thoughts of my home fill me with regrettable tears. Every year, oh, how I long to hear a bit of news. Friends appear to offer words of cheer, but I refuse. Pack up a trunk, cause I got those home again blues. I'm going home, knock at the door. Home just like before. Roam never no more. No place like home. Oh, what a song. Home where I belong. Oh, I got the home again
equal to the old school days number. So in the Paramount picture, The Star Maker, along came a good friend, Bing Crosby, and sang An Apple for the Teacher.
An apple for the teacher, that seems the thing to do, because I want to learn about romance from you. An apple for the teacher, though I'm meek and mild. If you insist on saying that I'm just a problem child, you'll get all my attention, your wish will be my rule, and maybe you'll be good to me and keep me after school. An apple for the teacher, that's how I'd better start. Then after a while you may give in and let me bring my heart.
An apple for the teacher, we'll always do the trick. When you don't know your lesson in arithmetic, an apple for the teacher will meet with great success. If you forget to memorize the Gettysburg Address, a little bit of glamour, a charm that's few can claim, and he'll excuse your grammar and believe you're what you ain't. You may be just a man, but he'll think you're a peach. Romance from you, an apple for the teacher.
to show I'm meek and mild. If you insist on saying that I'm just a problem child, you'll get all my attention. Your wish will be my rule. And maybe you'll be good to me and keep me after school. An apple for the teacher, that's how I'd better start. Then after a while you may give in and let me break my heart.
And now here's a little novelty that's become almost as famous as the southern cooking it is described. Let's sing about shortening bread.
Put on the skillet, put on the lid. Mammy's going to make a little shortening bread. That ain't all she's going to do. Mammy's going to make a little coffee too. Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby loves shortening bread. Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby loves shortening bread. Three little darkies lying in the bed. She was sick and the other most dead. Sent for the doctor said, feed those darkies on shortening bread. Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby loves shortening bread. Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby loves shortening bread. I slipped to the kitchen, slip up the lid, slip my pocket full of shortening bread. I stole the skillet, stole the lid, stole the gal to make shortening bread. Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby loves shortening bread. Now they caught me with the skillet, and they caught me with the lid, and they caught me with the tail, making shortening bread. Paid $6 for the skillet, paid $6 for the lid, spent 6 months in jail eating shortening bread. Mammy did the baby love shortening, shortening. Mammy did the baby love shortening bread. Mammy did the baby love shortening, shortening. Mammy did the baby love shortening bread.
Singing about food and cooking, I bet that about this time last year you went on a wiener roast or a steak roast or maybe it was a chicken fry. Well, now the best informed sources tell me that this year the right word on the subject is grill. An outdoor fireplace is a grill. And you say to your friends, you say, come on over to the house, we'll have a grill. But anyhow, to grill or barbecue or whatever you call it, the food sure does taste good. And of course, the drink that goes along with that kind of food is ice-cold Coca-Cola. Its keen taste and sparkle make it delicious with those savory meats that have been broiled to a turn over on an open fire. And several handy six-bottle cartons of Coca-Cola will take care of the refreshment requirement. You want to be sure to get the bottles ice-cold in plenty of time and be careful not to burn the meat. Have a good time. But first, we've got another song for you. I'm waiting for ships that never come in.
They say all the world is a stage. Life is only a drama of a dream. It's at birth that we start, each one plays a part that fate chooses for us, it seems. I'm just a dreamer whose dreams go astray. They call me the fool in the play. I'm waiting for ships that never come in. Watching and waiting in vain. It seems that life's stormy sea holds nothing for me but broken dreams and shattered schemes. With each day of sorrow, I love to pretend one more tomorrow and waiting will end. I'm waiting for ships there watching and waiting in vain. It seems that life's stormy sea holds nothing for me but broken dreams and shattered schemes. With each day of sorrow, I love to pretend one more tomorrow and waiting will end. I'm waiting for ships that never come in. I wonder where they can be.
Well, folks, that's my cue to say goodbye, all. Certainly enjoyed the visit to your house. And we'll be back again tomorrow at refreshment time. The Singing Sam. And my word to you is, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere.